It's 8 o'clock and in the next hour on Morning Ireland, why are Manigardaí openly hostile to doing their job? We'll hear from the Minister with responsibility for road safety. Also, Trump tariffs delayed for a week and Labour backs Catherine Connolly for President.
In business, AIB shows half-year profit after tax of €927 million, down 16%. And Aer Lingus owner IAG reports better-than-expected second-quarter earnings.
In sport, wave reaction as St Pat's leave it late, but advance in Europe along with Shamrock Rovers. And Cora Staunton's verdict on the All-Ireland ladies' football final between Dublin and Meath.
It's Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Áine Lawler on Friday the 1st of August. Here's the 8 o'clock news from Maggie Doyle.
The US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order raising tariffs on Canadian goods to 35% from 25% on all products not covered by the US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said he was disappointed by the decision. The Trump administration has also ordered the reimposition of tariffs on dozens of trading partners, saying there would be a delay of 1 week in the measures coming into force. A meeting of the government's trade forum will be held today to discuss the impact on Ireland of the EU-US trade deal. Officials from the Department of Finance are due to give a preliminary analysis of what impact the 15% tariff will have on the Irish economy. It's also expected that a joint statement could be issued by the EU and US today, giving more details of the framework agreement. The European Commission has said it does not expect that wine and spirits will be included in the first group of exemptions to be announced. Our business correspondent, Fergal O'Brien, reports.
Today had been set as the deadline for reaching a trade deal between the EU and US. But following a breakthrough in talks last Sunday, an agreement was reached on a 15% tariff on most EU exports to the US. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, said the implications of the levy on Irish businesses, jobs and the economy will be the focus of a meeting of the government's trade forum at government buildings this morning to map out Ireland's response. It will be the seventh meeting of the forum, which includes state agencies, business groups, unions and senior ministers. The forum will receive an update on the government's recently agreed action plan on market diversification, aimed at enhancing Ireland's trading relationships with existing, new and emerging markets. A preliminary analysis of the impact the 15% tariff will have on the economy will also be outlined by the Department of Finance.
The United States Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and the US ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee are due to visit Gaza today to inspect aid distribution centres. This will include sites operated by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is backed by the US and Israel and which has received international criticism. Mr. Witkoff arrived in Israel yesterday for face-to-face talks with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It comes as the Hamas-run health ministry in the territory said 91 people had been killed while trying to access aid since Wednesday, and two more people had died because of malnutrition. Leading advocates for road safety have expressed their shock and disappointment at the findings of a report on attitudes within An Garda Síochána. The Crow report, commissioned by Garda headquarters, found that a substantial number of Gardaí assigned to roads policing were not doing their jobs and had no interest in doing it. Elaine Byrne, chairperson of the Policing and Community Safety Authority, said that Garda managers and supervisors in charge of those Gardaí were either unable, unwilling or afraid to do anything about it. Leo Legio is vice president of the Irish Road Victims Association. His 16-year-old daughter Marcia died after being hit by a car in 2005. On this programme, he said he found the findings of the report heartbreaking.
Families like ours rely on the Gardaí to uphold the law and to protect our lives. But the report shows that not only did the Gardaí fail at their basic duties, speed checks, road testing and drug driving, but they also didn't care. They didn't even care that they were being watched or monitored. That's a complete betrayal of trust.
Ishka Éireann has issued an appeal to people in the Greater Dublin area to use water only when necessary over the bank holiday weekend. A pipeline supplying one-third of the region's drinking water is at risk of failure and will be turned off from 11 o'clock tonight until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to enable complex repairs to take place. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Over 220 million litres of water per day flows underground through a huge pipeline from Ballymore Eustace in County Wicklow to a reservoir at Saggart in County Dublin. However, Ishka Éireann has found five leaks and a 35-metre section of pipework that must be urgently replaced to prevent a major rupture on the Dublin-Kildare border beside the N7 motorway. Tonight at 11 o'clock, the pipeline will be shut off and drained and a race against time will begin. Specialist repair crews will have 28 hours to repair the five leaks and replace the damaged water mains before water outages in the Greater Dublin area become inevitable. Ishka Éireann is calling for people throughout the region to help by conserving water this weekend and also in the week ahead so that reservoir levels can recover.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's Arona R290 heat pump for highly efficient, environmentally friendlier heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy this morning with sunny spells and isolated light showers in the north. There'll be more frequent sunny spells this afternoon and evening as the showers die away. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees.